From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico could be much worse than previously believed. According to experts who have calculated the flow for NPR, it's probably at least 10 times bigger than current estimates. Science correspondent Richard Harris has more.
Officials say about 5,000 barrels of oil a day are surging into the Gulf of Mexico from a broken pipe in the seafloor. But scientists who've examined BP's video of the gusher say that figure is way low. Stephen Worley is an engineering professor at Purdue University.
We're talking more than a factor of 10 difference between what I calculate and the number that's being thrown around.
Worley's well-established method pegs the flow rate at 70,000 barrels a day. That's a mix of oil and gas, but assuming it's mostly oil, that means the spill has already reached historic proportions, outdoing the Exxon Valdez spill of 1989. Two other analyses using different methods came to similar conclusions. BP disputes these results and maintains that it's not possible to measure the flow of oil from an undersea pipe. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Authorities have made more arrests linked to the attempt to blow up a car bomb in Times Square earlier this month. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, officials are trying to figure out where the main suspect got the money he needed to finance the plot.
Attorney General Eric Holder confirmed that there had been three more arrests. He said the men taken into custody are suspected of providing the money Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad needed to buy a car and rig it with explosives. All three of the men arrested are Pakistani. Two were arrested in Massachusetts. Another was arrested in Maine. The men, at this point, are not seen as co-conspirators and are being held on immigration charges. Investigators say the men were part of an informal remittance system called Hawala, which provides cash through intermediaries in various countries. Officials say the men provided the cash to Shahzad, but may not have known what the money was for. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Space Shuttle Atlantis is ready to go. It's been fueled and is scheduled for liftoff this afternoon on another trip to the International Space Station. It's likely to be its last flight. Only two other flights remain by NASA's two other shuttles. Crew member Mike Good says he's totally focused on the mission and not the shuttle's pending retirement.
Someday I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do when I'm done flying and when I grow up. But for right now, I've got a great job, and I'm really enjoying it.
Meteorologists predict a 70% chance that the weather will be suitable for liftoff. Atlantis is set to take six astronauts and a load of supplies to the International Space Station. Wall Street is following European and Asian stocks lower. The Dow opened down 133 points at 10,653. The Nasdaq is down 43. From Washington, this is NPR News. Consumers appeared to pull back on spending in April. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% last month. That was better than expected, but far below the surge in March. That's why financial analyst Michael Farr says retail sales in April were a mixed bag.
We're seeing kind of mixed reports. Retail sales slowed but increased, and it was the seventh straight increase in a row on a monthly basis.
Consumer spending is closely watched because it accounts for 70% of economic activity. Economists worry that it could falter in the coming months, but there have been signs that job growth is picking up. Many Americans place their children in some type of child care while they go to work. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports on a new study in the journal Child Development that looks at whether the quality of early child care continues to affect kids when they reach adolescence.
The researchers from the National Institutes of Health wanted to see if the academic and social performance of teens was affected by their early experiences in child care. To do this, they studied about 1,000 kids in different kinds of child care outside the family, everything from daycare centers to in-home nanny care. They followed the kids for over 15 years. They found that early child care did continue to affect children's lives, even into their teens. Children who were in high-quality care in the first 4.5 years of life were less likely to act out or engage in risky behaviors as teens. They were also slightly higher on measures of academic and cognitive performance. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News.